Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Today, this new year of 2021 is already 15 days old, and we wonder what will happen this year. As we look ahead, sometimes we are filled with a sense of dread. But should we be? Well, that all depends on whether or not you have full faith and trust in the one man who can take you safely through whatever this year presents, and he is Jesus. If you plan on making it to the end of today, let alone all throughout the next 12 months, without Jesus Christ being the center of your life, then I do not need to know you personally to say you're in for one long and difficult year. You will have no assurance that when trouble comes, you'll be able to handle it. And if there is one thing that's guaranteed about the future, it is this. There is going to be something that will test and try you. This is true for all of us. And when whatever that is descends upon us, the question is, can we turn again to our Lord and our God, to take refuge in His love, His care, and His protection? Or will you be hanging out there outside of His provision? I urge you again today, willingly make Jesus King in your life. Turn today to God and ask Him to give you Jesus for the forgiveness of all your sins and the total transformation of your life. You have heard about Jesus. Perhaps you know a lot about Him intellectually. But now is the time. Today is the day to know Him personally, intimately, as your Savior from sin and Redeemer. Can I invite you to humble yourself before God and live at peace with Him through Christ in 2021? I hope you will not brush off this invitation. I pray you'll accept it, and I'm standing by waiting to hear from you. I want to come alongside you in a friendly way, to tell you more about who Jesus is and how you can learn to let Him reign in your life. My email is mark@godisministry.org. That's Mark with a K, mark@godisministry.org. What I have just said here at the beginning of a new broadcast and podcast has bearing on what follows as we conclude our brief 3-day discussion on the sovereignty of the one and only God. God is sovereign. By sovereign, I mean God is in charge. He has absolute rule and authority over all people and all things and all circumstances. On Wednesday of this week, and again yesterday, we went into the Old Testament book of Job, and I highlighted for you verses 6 through 10 in chapter 2, which speak directly to the sovereignty of Almighty God. In summary, I drew these implications from Job chapter 2, verses 6 through 10, and specifically Job's response to his wife in verse 9. That verse presents a question that Job has. Shall we indeed accept good from God and not accept adversity? I said that often our temptation as Christians who believe in God and who want to trust Him, our temptation is that when life is going well, then we feel God is in charge. God is sovereign. We feel that God is good and we can trust Him. But when life is not going well, we question if God is really in charge. Is He good and can we trust Him? We love to accept the good from God, but when God sends us some adversity, well, then we sometimes doubt who God is. Now, stick with me here and let me show you something else that is instructive for us in the book of Job, this time at the end of chapter 1. So I am turning back a page or two in Job to get us into Job chapter 1, verses 20 through 22. I'll give you a chance to turn there in your Bible. Because we do not have time to read the whole chapter, here is some background. At this point in what I believe is a true story, the Bible's account of what actually happened, sovereign God has given permission to Satan to test this man Job. And in verses 13 through 19 of chapter 1, Job loses his livestock, his servants, and his children. They're all dead, wiped out by four quick disasters. This is a reminder to us all of how quickly our lives can be taken, and or the lives of people we love and deeply care about. Human life is extraordinarily fragile. And this brings us to verses 20 through 22. Listen to the response of Job to the death of his livestock, servants, and children. Yes, his children. I'm reading Job chapter 1, verses 20 through 22. Then Job arose and tore his robe and shaved his head and fell to the ground and worshipped. He said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And through all this, Job did not sin, nor did he blame God. This is quite the response. And again, I believe this reflects soundly Job's belief in the sovereignty of God. Perhaps now you can see why I brought us back to Job again today. Once you get into Job, it's hard to leave because his experience is so practical to our own experience. I invite you to come along with me into the text and see that, first of all, Job did respond to these tragedies the way all humans will. He mourned. Verse 20, then Job arose and tore his robe and shaved his head. That is grief, real sorrow. But then Job does something that only people who believe in the sovereignty of God will do. Verse 20 continues, and Job fell to the ground and worshipped. In his mourning, Job turned to Almighty God and worshiped the Lord. Now, why would a person worship God when all his livestock, servants, and children have been killed? Would you worship God in such a harsh circumstance? The answer is Job believed that God is in charge. God has absolute rule and authority over all people and things and circumstances. He's king, and God is to be honored in the good and in the adversity. God is sovereign over Job and his family. And so Job bowed down and worshiped God. And then in verse 21, we are told what Job said. "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Well, this is very important to grasp. It is not only true, but it is also very comforting. As a Christian, you can be sure of this. Should you or someone you love in the community of Christ's people die, the worst of all possible things to fear in 2021, you can hold to this same promise Job did. It is true, isn't it, that naked we came from our mom's womb, and naked we shall leave this life? Every time someone dies, I think of this. When we die, all that we have owned and the money we have is all left behind. Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there. Job proceeds, "The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away." This is the godly attitude to have when we lose someone we love to death. Should one of your loved ones die, maybe of the coronavirus, the truth is the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. God is sovereign. He is in charge of everyone's life. Everyone's. This statement reveals that Job believes in the sovereignty of God. God in his sovereignty decides when we are born, and God decides when we die. Verse 21 ends, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." Again, this affirms Job's conviction in the sovereignty of God. Whether the Lord heals the sick or whether the Lord brings this present life of a person to an end, either way, blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord took away all of Job's children, and still Job can say this with conviction. Do you see again how he believed in the sovereignty of God? I dare say none of us have had it as bad as Job, and yet have we said with him, "Blessed be God"? Have we worshipped, or would we worship God in such a circumstance? And do remember that neither Job nor myself, certainly not God, is dismissing the need for the human soul to grieve and to mourn. Remember verse 20, then Job arose and tore his robe and shaved his head. That is grief, real sorrow. And we will have that. Mourning is not incompatible with the sovereignty of God. If you recently lost someone you care about to death, please, I encourage you, do not underestimate the time it takes to grieve well. It is healthy to mourn. When we pull all of Job 1, verses 20 to 22 together, it shows us, dear friends, while we do not have to be afraid, our lives and our deaths are in God's hands. And when we trust God with the most important thing to us, life, then we can rest easy accepting His will to be done. But when we do not trust God with our lives and the lives of people we love, then we cannot rest easy. We will be a mess. We fight against the will of God. We will possibly not even accept the will of God. We may cast doubt on the charge of God over our lives. Perhaps we question if He is king. Does He really have rule and authority over all people and circumstances and things? Well, Job believed God did indeed have total charge. Do you? Do you believe in the sovereignty of God? God added verse 22 in Job 1. That verse reads, "Through all this, Job did not sin, nor did he blame God." Insightful. It is a sin to curse God and to blame Him for His sovereignty. Throughout whatever threatens us, I pray that none of us will sin against God or blame God. Rather, we will worship Him. The King is worthy of our worship, service, and loyalty. God is the sovereign. Well, remember on Monday, we go to Genesis chapter 3 in a brand new series. So join me here as we continue in a new year to discover who God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.